From Tidbits on January 26th, 2009, this is the audio version of Microsoft Plans Shift in Business, Thousands of Layoffs, written by Glenn Fleischman. As expected, Microsoft announced layoffs last week, a rare event in the company's history. The actual scale, 5,000 Microsoft employees and as many as 5,000 contractors, seems to have shocked analysts and reporters so much that they ignored a few salient facts. Microsoft shed 1,500 employees at the time of the announcement and plans to lay off 3,500 more over the next 18 months. But during the same period, CEO Steve Ballmer said in a staff memo, the company will add 2,000 to 3,000 new positions for its new initiatives, many of which are focused on cloud computing, applications that run in a distributed fashion over the internet instead of being housed on individual personal computers or servers. Even more specifically, insiders are claiming that the majority of the first cuts are in the Xbox, Zune, and Windows Mobile divisions of the company, according to veteran Microsoft reporter Mary Jo Foley. We have no word yet at Tidbits as to whether any Macintosh Business Unit staff have been let go. The Mac BU develops core business and communication software for Mac OS X, such as the Office Suite. It's well known in the Seattle area that Microsoft has a penchant for hiring and no talent for firing. Very few people are involuntarily separated from the company headquartered in Redmond, Washington, even after they've committed egregious blunders or exhibited total and complete incompetence. Theft is another matter. As a result, Microsoft employs a lot of people that don't contribute directly to the company's bottom line. The areas that Ballmer said would be cut were largely support staff, information technology, human resources, marketing, and so forth, rather than the muscle and sinew of the company, its core programming efforts. It's never a good day to lose one's job, and one hopes that the most competent and able folks will be able to shift within the company to the new positions opening up. And, by the way, Microsoft made $4.2 billion on $16.6 billion in revenue in the last quarter, and has $20 billion in the bank. These moves are expected to save them $1.5 billion a year in expense and $700 million a year in capital spending. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and to subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman. Thanks for listening.